fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. I want to pick up where I left off yesterday, talking about the teaching of Jesus in chapter 8 of John's Gospel. It's a dramatic passage, a dramatic section of the Gospel, where Jesus is being confronted by the religious leaders of Israel, being confronted in the temple. And there's an argument that's going on, and it's building. The intensity of it is building. And at the heart of it, Jesus is declaring the truth about who he is, and he's also exposing the lie and the bondage that's present in the religious leaders who are blinded to their own sin and to the true condition of each one of their own hearts. They don't see it because they're trapped in their sins, and Jesus is going to reveal why they're resisting and the source of the resistance that they have to the teaching of Jesus. And it's intense. It's very dramatic. And this is precious stuff for us to be able to understand for our own lives, because there's a little bit, as I said yesterday, there's a little bit of a Pharisee in each and every one of us. And if you've been baptized into Christ, there is in us a work of grace of the Holy Spirit that is beginning to open each one of our own hearts to the truth and the teaching of Jesus and to desire God's will. So there's something of the Lord at work in each one of us, but the battle between the flesh, the dimension of the human person, the fallen condition of our lives, that work of the flesh that says, that resists God's will, that wants to keep me on the throne, in control, making sure that I'm shaping a life that pleases me, and it's essentially has me first and not the Lord first. This battle is helpful for us, and so the words that Jesus directs to the Pharisees can in some ways be directed to us. And what Jesus says about himself and about what he calls every disciple to do, those words are words for each one of us who want to follow him. I can't say enough and underline enough the importance of what Jesus himself says here about living in his word. Really, the regular daily reading of the Bible is a crucial element of the life of a disciple. It's foundational, it's standard equipment that we ought to be using each day for us to gain knowledge of Christ, because in knowledge of Christ, we gain knowledge of the truth. The truth on every level, the truth about who's God, the truth about who am I, where have I come from, the truth of how I'm called to live. And Jesus himself, who's been sent by the Father, we'll hear it time and again in this section, he's come to save us. He's come to seek and save the lost. And he does that by calling us to himself through the power of his word and the work of the Holy Spirit. And he calls us to become disciples, that is, learners, followers, people who have now set their gaze on him, and they understand that the whole of their life now is directed to following after him. And Jesus, he's been commissioned by the Father, and he's committed to bringing each one of his disciples home to the Father and to teach them, to lead them, to guide them, to shape them. And Jesus is telling us that a key element of that is knowing his word. Because the words here are not, in the Bible, they're not just generic sort of spiritual words or philosophies. These words are personal. It's the word of God given for you. It's the word of Jesus, the words of Jesus directed to you. So you don't have to be lost. You don't have to be confused about who you are and what is the purpose of your life. But you can lay hold of it as Jesus fulfills his mission and commission from the Father to bring you into the plan and the purpose that God has made for you. And that's the place of freedom. That's the place of truth. That's the place of living in your identity. It's an amazing gift. So let the words of Jesus today here as I read them inform your mind and your heart. Again, just reviewing what I did yesterday. John chapter 8, verse 31 and following, Jesus then said to the Jews who had believed in him, those who did internalize the words that he spoke to him, in contrast to the Pharisees who resist him because they're confident in their own position and they don't think they need anything from Jesus, this wandering preacher. They're the proprietors, after all, of the people of Israel, the law. So here's what Jesus said. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. So they became believers, which means they engaged his word. They received his word. They internalized the teaching of Jesus, which meant not just taking in the information, because Jesus speaks to them in a similar way to the way he speaks to the Pharisees. That is, he reveals the true condition of the human heart. Jesus came, as I said, to seek and save the lost, but many people don't believe they're lost or understand that they're lost. And lost in relationship to God, the purpose for which they were made, to live in relationship with God. So Jesus says, now, the word you received that has brought you from death to life, he said, if you continue in that word, you will be my disciple. What does he mean to continue in the word? It means to walk in obedience to the teaching of Jesus and his church, to let it shape you, to keep it first in your life, to let it be like Jesus says throughout John's gospel, one of the places, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. Jesus wants you to be just like that. He wants to teach you. You may be sitting and saying, oh man, I don't hardly ever read the Bible. I'm not sure how to read the Bible. Or when I read the Bible, it sort of puts me to sleep, or I don't get what it says. It's filled with so much kind of spiritual and theological language. It's kind of out of my orbit. Well, Jesus wants to change that. And the way that he wants to change that is for you to live more fully in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one sent by Christ to want to lead you to all truth, to lead you to the truth that Jesus is talking about here. And the Holy Spirit will help you read this word. I'll talk a little bit maybe at the end of the week about Lectio Divina and different ways that we can meditate on and just read little chunks of the Bible each day, little set of passages and verses, beginning really with the Gospels. If you're listening today and you say, I really don't know where to begin, don't know how to read the Bible, I'd encourage you to start with John's Gospel. It's a good place to start. And internalize the teaching of Jesus. Take it one step, one verse at a time, and beg the Holy Spirit to help you understand what Jesus is revealing here. He said, so if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. There's a direct connection between Jesus' word, your being a disciple, the truth, and freedom. There is no word without Jesus. There's no truth without his word, without his teaching, without the person of Jesus himself. And there is no freedom without that truth. Jesus is after your freedom. He wants you to be free. He wants you to be free from what? From all that oppresses you, that keeps you from being the son or daughter of God that you were made to be. And what's at the heart of that? The heart of that is slavery to sin. And Jesus is going to take that up now as the Pharisees push back on him. They answered him, it says, we're descendants of Abraham and have never been in bondage to anyone. How is it that you say you will be made free? They're saying to him, look, we're descendants of Abraham. We're the leaders here. We've never been in bondage to anyone. And you're saying we need to be free? We are already free. They can't see the true condition of their lives. And this is what it is, friends, with every single human being who hasn't come to know God in Christ. The light has not gone on because they don't see the truth about what they're meant to be. All they know is what they know about their life and their condition. Though many of us, if we're honest with ourselves, know there's something wrong. There's something wrong in each one of our hearts. There's something wrong with the way we're living. We're full of hypocrisy. As Jesus diagnosed the human heart, he said, look inside your heart. Look what's there. Envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, anger, bitterness, lust, hatred, unforgiveness. Elements of all those things are present in each one of us. And that's the presence of sin and sin's enslaving power. And Jesus is dead serious about not only exposing it, but dealing with it and giving us the power and capacity to live a new way of life. So they're saying, look, we don't need what you had to give us. And Jesus goes on, verse 34, he answers them. Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. Throughout the New Testament, the apostles teach us very clearly, Paul in particular, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fall short of their destiny. The capacity, the call, the very reason they exist is to live with God forever. And sin, which is the refusal to say yes to God and to abandon our lives to Him and to trust Him and radically live for Him and put Him at the center of our lives, that power is at work in us. And it enslaves us because we're literally kept from being what we're meant to be. And we're slaves because we can't free ourselves from that condition. We have to apply the cross of Jesus Christ, or another way to look at it, to let the Lord apply His cross, His sacrifice, the saving deed which cleanses us from all sin and puts the old man, that is that drive in us again, that identity that wants to be independent from God, that's the old man, subject to the temptations of this world, the powers of the world, seducing us to live, to seek false identities, to worship idols, to put other things first in our lives that take the place of God. And the throne of your heart, the throne of your mind, the center of your life, the person who's meant to be there with you, in the intimacy of the core of your being, is God. And the devil's there every day trying to get us to put something else there. I mean, we can see in the culture that in very obvious ways, things like drug addiction or alcoholism or pornography addiction or, you know, the constant obsessive pursuit of money. These are all idols. We've created things in our lives. We've said yes to things that have habituated us to a condition of slavery that we don't think we can live without these things in our lives. And we're serving these things on a daily basis. Those are the more extreme, maybe, things that we can all see. But what Jesus is teaching the Pharisees here, and He's teaching us, is every one of us is a slave to sin at some level and completely enslaved to it apart from Christ. In verse 35, He says, "The slave does not continue in the house forever. The son continues forever." He's making a reference here to the Pharisees, going back to a story from the Old Testament, Isaac and Ishmael. Ishmael was a son of Abraham who came from his servant girl. Isaac was the son of his wife, and he's the one who's meant to inherit. He's the one who's going to inherit. But Hagar, the slave woman, gave birth to his son, and so he's not capable of inheriting what belongs to Abraham. So the point here, Jesus is making an analogy, and He's saying each one of us in some way is like Ishmael. Jesus wants to make us the son. Jesus is the true Son of God. And He wants to make each one of us heirs of everything that He's been given by the Father. And that means fundamentally first, living in absolute freedom, joy, and happiness with the Father with a clear identity of who we are. We can't bring that about by ourselves, but Jesus, the firstborn from the dead, Scripture calls Him, the heir of all things, the Son of God, can give to us what belongs to Him. And that's what salvation is all about. He goes on then, "So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." So again, the key here that Jesus is saying is His teaching, His life, and all that He has come to give is the only way to freedom, the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. We'll take this up again tomorrow. I hope you can join me. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words.
St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.